This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. One busy edition. Governor Doug Burgum at the bottom of the hour. We're going to chat with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We're going to go to the White House and hear from Mercedes Schlapp. She is White House Strategic Communications Director. See her regularly on a number of the cable channels. Great spokesperson for the president. President on his way today to Texas, where he's going to sign two executive orders related to energy and infrastructure. This president has been nothing short of amazing on energy and infrastructure. I wish the critics who don't like, you know, whatever they don't like, his hair or, you know, color of his skin or some of those real substantive things they don't like about the president, I wish they'd just take a step back and say, has he been good for North Dakota or bad for North Dakota? I don't care if I'm a Republican or a Democrat, blue or white. Has he been good or has he been bad? And if you say bad, then you are officially of the swamp. Because there's just no way to say anything other than what he's done, especially on energy issues, really from the get-go, stopping the nightmare of the Obama administration, the games they were playing with legally permitted projects, allowing, you know, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said it's okay for a group of people to break the law. But if you or I went down there and had a permit to camp, and we were 1 inch off of our little slice, we'd be slapped with fines. That's how they do it. Final days of the legislature, or final weeks, I guess, probably a better way to say it, are happening as well. So if there's anything there that interests you, you can certainly weigh in on that and let us know what you think. I have a comment from a listener today talking about the landowner bill that will be up for a vote this week in the House. It passed in the Senate and likely will be tomorrow or maybe Friday in the House. Texter says the number of hunters in the state totally outnumbers the number of landowners. It's not a fair fight in terms of people for or against this bill. I'm a hunter. I'm a sportsman. I do not own land. I have family that does. Private property rights are more important than and outweigh my rights as a hunter by far. To argue the point, as some of your callers have on this issue, that landowners are old and don't use smartphones, go out and buy a county plat book with all the landowners. $30. Go to your local telephone co-op, get a phone book. Free. Start building positive, meaningful hunting and working relationships with farmers and ranchers and landowners. Priceless. To the same point, it is currently the landowner's burden to have to post their land correctly to be able to legally keep people off of their land. Why not make it the other way around? If landowners do not care, have them put up signs saying they do allow hunting. I know a lot of landowners. It would be much less wasted time and effort than the other way around. I do agree it's easy to put up signs, but it's even easier for people to rip those signs off. I've seen it done. I've seen fences cut, cows out. It's disrespectful. Go out and build relationships with landowners. Well, I agree with that sentiment, by the way. I think it makes good sense. I also think they came up with a great compromise this time. Because really, this whole post, don't post, who post, whatever, it's now electronic. It's very easy to do, because that's sort of the hassle of, from the landowner, farmer, rancher perspective. You're asking a lot of them to have to post to say, you know, stay out. The burden's on them. Why? They're the landowner. I don't get that. But now, it's as simple as going online with this new app they came up with and deciding whether red, nope, sorry, stop, you can't hunt here. Green, go at it, have at it. And by the way, if you don't go in and set something up in the profile for this, you're green. So if you don't even pay attention to any of these changes, it's going to stay like it is now. And then yellow is, yeah, it's open, but I want to know who you are. Now, the people that don't like this idea, number one, are not landowners for the most part. Number two, they reside in the larger communities of North Dakota and don't understand the mentality of farmers and ranchers and the land. I could be a little more harsh than that and say that they don't respect it. Here's the analogy I like to use. Right now, if I own land, I have to specifically put up a sign that says, no hunting if I don't want you. No trespassing, you can't do this. No. I got to put up the no sign, okay, on the land. If I don't, anybody can come onto my land and hunt because the burden's on me to say no. Now, I would ask those folks in the urban communities, let's focus in on legislators from Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. Okay? Bismarck, by the way, would be majority Republican. Grand Forks, probably majority Democrat, right? And Fargo, I'm not so sure, but it's not far from moving towards the Democratic side either. So this isn't about left or right. This is just about urban versus rural. So you're now in those urban areas. You have a home, obviously, a residence, a domicile. For your home, unless you put up a sign that says, do not enter, I can come in there anytime I want. Pass that bill. Makes no sense. I think hunters have protested too much on this issue as to somehow weave a conspiracy or theory that hunting will die as a result of this. I really don't think that will happen. But it's a tough sell, mainly because city folks don't get rural folks. Homeowners don't get landowners. Urban legislators are the ones that are... And they have the power of numbers. So, be interesting. I think it'll be tomorrow, maybe Friday, on this issue. And if you have an opinion, I'd let your legislator know, especially in urban areas. They seem to be the ones that are having a tough time with this. So that's happening at the legislative session. What else do we have? There's a couple of things. These aren't necessarily front page news, but there is some work on workforce issues in the news that the Greater North Dakota Chamber has been very active in telling folks about. And HB 1040 is one of those. It's the 21st Century Manufacturing Workforce Incentive. It's been approved by both the House and the Senate, but there's some differences, and so they have to go to a committee. So that one is interesting. Also, House Bill 1171 is workforce development. And this is all about addressing the workforce shortage. These are important. We have a workforce development. Another no-brainer, absolute no-brainer. Governor Burgum has talked about this many times. Senate Bill 2306, the licensure of military spouses, where you say if a military spouse moves here from somewhere else, she's licensed in the other state to, you know, curl your hair, let's just, boom, get her licensed right away. No-brainer. So that's one, too. I think that makes good sense. So a couple on that front. But other things to cover today, anything on your mind, let me know. 800-228-0550, the governor at the bottom of the hour. 800-228-0550. Tim in Bismarck, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, your analogy there about an urban coming into someone's yard and doing whatever, camping or having a picnic.
I think you're just talking about...
Do the city folks have liability, or limited liability protection for people using their property for recreation? Like
probably not
the
for
urban areas?
I don't know if they have it. I don't know if they have it for recreation, but, you know, I have a umbrella policy that covers, you know, some of those things on the house.
Okay. Do rural landowners have limited liability protection for someone entering their properties for recreation purposes?
I don't know. I would assume most do because you don't know, right? I don't know, but that's, you know, probably landowners, isn't it?
Check out the law. There is a law that protects and limits the liability that a landowner has if someone's injured on their property.
All right, so they don't have to buy insurance for it. It's in the law, you're saying.
There's a law. It's on the books. Look at the century code.
Okay,
not sure
but
what the number is, but
are you saying
that one up? So what I'm getting at is there's protections forward to the landowners to protect them for hunters that are on their property. Whether they're invited, uninvited, does not matter.
That doesn't seem like enough reason to put the onus on the landowner to have to say whether or not he allows somebody to come on or not, though.
No, but the state is affording landowners other things that other people don't have. Same thing with purchases on sales tax. Farmers and ranchers get a lower rate than any other businesses do. Is that fair?
Are you saying that is specifically in it? I think it's because they feed the world, myself. You know, more so than it's about hunting, but maybe not. Tim, thanks for the call.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What you driving today, Todd? Todd's back, ladies and gentlemen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, he's back!
Maybe a little congested. The spring allergies in, so therefore it must be spring. Oh, gee, I hate when that happens. But you know what? We have, how many times have we said the worst snowstorms we get can be in April? I'm so thankful to have that heated steering wheel for one more go-around at least. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Jeff in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
It's Kevin from Bismarck.
Oh, I don't know where we got Jeff, but Kevin, go ahead. You're up.
I got a quick story. A guy told me years ago from Delmar Mulbridge. He said some guy come in to ask for a pheasant hunt. So he told me, okay, he kind of knew him. Guy showed up with two carloads of guys next morning. He didn't like that, but he let him hunt anyway. Anyway, he says that they got done, him and his brother went out, and he said, you could see where the two cars were parked. He said, with garbage bags, beer cans, you name it, laying around the yard and around where the cars were. So a half hour later, after they picked it up, they called it good, and then 4th of July rolled around, and we knew where the guy lived in Mulbridge. He said they went to this place, and they pulled up, pitched a tent in his front yard, put down a couple lawn chairs and cooler beer between them, and he come out of the house. What are you doing? He said, well, we let you hunt. He said, we're in for the festivities. We thought you wouldn't mind. He said, we don't want to rent a motel room. We plan on drinking a little bit. He didn't know what to say. He said, we finished our beers. We threw them over our shoulders on this grass. That guy was hopping mad. He said, we let him stew for a couple hours. Picked up our mess, picked up our cans, took the tent down. He says, you'll never hunt my ground again. I thought that was pretty good.
I just wonder how people think like that. Now, one of the reasons I think this law is as proposed, a good change, because it would force more interaction between landowner and hunter. And I know whenever I say that, hunters say, that's not easier said than done. I don't want to pester them. I don't want to bug them, whatever. Again, all that'll be very easy to see. Do they want to be pestered? Is it yellow? Are they saying, yes, you can hunt, but they want to know who you are? Is it green? Okay. But the idea of establishing good relationships. So, there's a lot of landowners that don't want the guy you just described throwing beer cans over his shoulder, sitting on lawn chairs, camping on his land. So they're going to appreciate somebody that takes the time to reach out. That's good, I think. I really
do. Well, anyhow, how many guys are going to play the dumb hunter and say, well, I thought they said you would get on here, but I guess not, That could happen too, But they're still going to have to put signs up.
What's that, Jeff?
So we're still going to have to put signs up, I guess, even though they put the apps. Because how it's going to work. Anyway, that's all I got.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Stanton, North Dakota. And Trudy, what's on your mind, Trudy?
I think I have the wrong number here this morning.
You do? Who are you trying to call, Trudy?
Someone to hook me up with putting a picture on for someone that'll be 100 pretty soon.
Oh, goodness sakes. Who is this person that's going to be 100 pretty soon? I want to be able to wish him a happy birthday early.
Well, it'll be Fred Nevertell, and he's in the nursing home. But it isn't until June 1st is his birthday.
Well, you're planning ahead. That's good. June 1st is not that far away. So Fred is going to be 100 years old. Wow.
Yes.
What is Fred's secret, do you think, Trudy?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you that.
Well, some good living, obviously. What did he do for a living?
He was a coal miner.
Is that right?
And he was in World War II.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Lauren Donovan did a topic on him, so I think they have that there somewhere.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah. That's really neat. Well, is he like? Can you visit with him and tell you stories or what? Well, how's his health?
Well, sometimes okay, sometimes not.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you start to wear out when you get to be 100, right?
Yeah.
Trudy, I thank you for even if it was a mistake. I hope you get the picture, but please pass on our happy birthday wishes at the big celebration June 1 for Fred and Stanton. Okay.
I will do that.
No, he's where did you say he is?
He's in a nursing home, yeah.
And where?
In New Salem.
In New Salem, okay, all right. And you're in Stanton. Now I got it.
Yes.
Got it. All right, Trudy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet, take care. Bob in West Hope wants to weigh in on this hunting issue. The pride of West Hope, there he is. Yes, what's on your mind, sir?
Here I am, walking down the road. Anyhow, about this hunting posting and stuff like that. I don't know why it has to be electronically like that. Maybe I misunderstood it or something. But I will keep on putting up the signs of no hunting, no trespassing or whatever. Even my friends up here, sometimes they want me to do that, take care of their property, so I do that for them too a little bit. But there's been a couple of times that I went out there, and probably half of the property is in, like a quarter mile in from where this is. Anyway, there were some guys out there, I don't know, they were out of state. I drove in there and told them that this is posted. And they says, oh, we didn't know that. Well, I says, the sign was right up here. You had to drive right by it. So I says, I'd advise you to probably should get out of here because I'll be calling the landowner and they'll be over here and they'll whatever. Well, I left, and when I come back to put up hay that afternoon or a couple of days later, there was about three sacks, plastic sacks, busted open, garbage and stuff like that, cans in there. But I looked through it, and I could not find a name or anything on it. So they sorted through it to get their, if they had anything like that. But whatever, that's the way it was.
Interesting. Let me just quickly tell you why I think they're doing the app deal, to make it easier for landowners, right? Because if right now the onus is on landowners, they have to post it if it is no trespassing, hunting. This way, just be able to do that electronically without having to go through the hassle of posting. But it puts the onus on the hunter rather than the landowner, because it is, after all, the landowner's land. Which, you know, for the life of me, I can't figure out why this goes the way it goes. But thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you. Mike in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How you doing? Good morning.
I'm okay, but I'm looking at the station dog Cody has a birthday today, and they've tied a balloon to him, so he's running around the office with a happy birthday balloon bouncing around. So sorry, I just saw that now. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I have a different take on the whole hunting thing. I am not a hunter. I have no problems with hunting. I am not a landowner, and I am a huge gun enthusiast. I believe that if I did have land and people were on my land without permission, I should have the right to shoot them. It should be all on the hunter's responsibility. The farmers should post or let people know if they are welcome to come on their land. And if they don't contact a farmer whatsoever, a rancher, then they should be shot on sight if they feel the need to.
Well, we don't want to advocate anything like that, but I hear you. I mean, that's, to me, the danger of it is totally, you know, goofy now, because they can go there. So it's it needs to change. There's no doubt about it. Mike, it's refreshing to hear a view like that from a hunter. Thank you very much. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here from the Need to Know Morning Show. I want to tell you about the really great chairs we have in our new studio. We talked with InterOffice Workspace Furniture, and they helped us select the Aeron chair from Herman Miller. Man, is this thing amazing. I think some doctors must have designed this chair because it's got some really great features. They say it empowers the body, and I'm not going to argue with them. I can put that chair up high. I can adjust the lumbar support. I kind of like a chair that doesn't lean back real easy, but has a little bit of give to it. I've got this thing dialed in just perfectly so I can stay comfortable for a long shift on the air. This chair is available in three sizes. You can get the Granddaddy, and then you can get something nice and small if you've got a smaller space. Scotty and I both use the same chair. He can adapt it the way he wants it. I've got it the way I want to. And you can find out how to get one at your office. The Aeron chair from Herman Miller. And the only place to get them in North Dakota is at InterOffice Workspace Furniture and Design. Locations in Fargo and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading to Texas today to promote American energy. And during a stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. The White House says the actions will cut red tape and streamline approving permits for pipelines. Attorney General William Barr back on Capitol Hill for another budget hearing today, but likely he'll be spending most of his time again taking questions about the Mueller-Russia report. In a House hearing yesterday, Democrats demanded that he release the unredacted version of that report. He says he can't do that, but
we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
Enbar told lawmakers he expects to release that redacted version of the report within a week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Appreciate all the calls, questions, and comments today on a couple of things before the legislature. I understand that bill will be online today. It will be online today, and it will be voted on tomorrow morning. Okay? So you know the scoop there. Again, I'd let your legislators know. They really crave feedback from constituents. They do. I know sometimes people kind of mock the idea of, why bother? Why am I saying anything? And I hear you when it comes to members of Congress because it's more, but I always err on the side of doing it. Let them know what you think. Give them your two cents. It definitely helps. We're brought to you in part today by North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, WSI, doing good work, saving lives, preventing injuries. It's what they do all day, every day. WorkforceSafety.com has a training calendar you can check out. They have two education sessions coming up on different loss control services that are getting a lot of attention right now. CPR, AED, first aid. I did that the other day. Number of classes in Watford City, Jamestown, Grand Forks, Minot, Devil's Lake in the coming weeks. Full details at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. All right. News breaking today that Governor Doug Burgum has vetoed Senate Bill 2055, citing legislative overreach and an unconstitutional delegation of power to the legislature's budget section. So that will be news today, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line to talk about this and more. Governor, thanks for the time.
Scott, great to be with you.
Nice to have you back. So tell us a little bit about this legislative overreach and this what you see is unconstitutional delegation of power to the budget section.
Well, I think most of the citizens followed 2 years ago at the end of the session. I vetoed some bills. The legislature, I guess, decided they didn't have enough votes to override. So then a subsection of the legislature decided to go ahead and sue the governor. That went to the Supreme Court, and the legislature lost. At the Supreme Court, there was some work in the interim by the legislature to create a bill to immortalize some of the practices that the legislature done in the past. And the bill that has come out, doesn't pass constitutional muster. So I felt it was my obligation to veto it. When we're doing this, this is, in my mind, it's not about ego. It's not about executive versus legislative. This is, you know, Brent Stanford and I got elected to represent the citizens of the state, and part of the way that we do that is through effective government. Part of the way you've got effective government is everybody stays in their lane. The legislature does appropriations, and the legislature passes law. The executive branch is the group that executes against those laws, and we execute and run the government, every day, in and out, we're running the government and making sure we're doing that the most efficiently we can. And this, you know, Senate Bill 2055 actually is fundamentally flawed because it basically disregarded the Supreme Court's ruling from our own Supreme Court just over a year ago, and was attempting to basically enshrine in law the budget section, which is a subset, 42 of the legislators, 141 members. It enshrined the budget section to act as a mini legislature in between legislators. And this is basically the opposite of what the Supreme Court ruling was. And so it's a and I think that some of the legislators, including some of the leaders, understand and know that this doesn't pass muster. So this probably won't be a big surprise to them. But my hope is that we can just, urge the legislators to, you know, reject this bill, and let's work collaboratively as two branches and, avoid any further litigation. I mean, last time they used taxpayer dollars to sue the governor, and that was not a good use of funds. And, you know, together we can develop some common sense policies that, you know, benefit the taxpayers in North Dakota. So it seems pretty straightforward to me. And I'm sure to our attorney general as well. And we'll look forward to getting this sorted out so we could, you know, keep doing great work for the people in North Dakota.
Any questions or comments for Governor Burgum? Certainly welcome on the program today, always with our guests. And you can call us at 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or me with your questions. I'm at 701-367-2054. Todd's at 226-8503. You know, the tension you referred to between the legislative branch and the executive branch is in every, you know, government, right? And every governor deals with that. Every legislature deals with that. I think in some cases can be healthy. It seems as though this legislature, and I think maybe partly because you've come from the private sector, that they seem to be a little more antagonistic. It rises to a level of petty. I'll give you an example. This week in a committee, they decided to defund the ability for you to use Moody's to say, okay, here is the budget picture as far as what we have in revenues and what we have coming. And then go, I assume, a way for them to use, the firm they use, which they brought in earlier. So in other words, sort of a checkmate. That seems to me to be petty. Has it gotten to a petty or a mean level of differences between you and the legislature?
Well, I would, you know, the legislature is made up of a group of individuals, and I'd say for the vast majority of the legislators there, they appreciate what we're doing, and this is, you know, both houses, both parties, and all over the geography, because they know that Brent and I are working our tails off and working hard for the citizens of North Dakota. But yeah, there are a few legislators that seem to be more concerned about a governor versus legislative battle, and some of that stuff doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you can call it petty, you can call it, you know, immaterial from a financial sense, because some of the stuff that's being, we're dealing with a overall $14 billion budget for 2 years, some of the stuff doesn't make sense for me that we're spending any time on, because we got big issues that we could be working on together versus little issues that we'd be fighting over. So we just want to, we're staying positive, looking at the big picture and remembering who we work for every day, and, you know, keep charging forward. But that one example is that you brought up, Scott's one that doesn't make any sense at all, because having, you know, accurate forecasting is key to making smart spending decisions, and to, you know, defund the group that's got the most experience in doing forecasting for commodity-driven states the state's been working with for a long time, more than a decade, and we've made six substantial changes to the revenue forecasting system with them to make it even more accurate. This would be the wrong time to be defunding that. I mean, I guess another idea would be to defund the firm that the legislature is using, because it's probably redundant to have and unnecessary to have two forecasts. Let's just have one good one.
Chad in Fargo for Governor Doug Burgum today on What's on Your Mind. Chad, go ahead.
Governor, question I got for you is that with all the turmoil in Minnesota and them keep on raising taxes and that on the people of Minnesota, as North Dakota, as a state, have we got into any kind of things of welcoming new businesses to North Dakota to level our revenue base so that if oil does go down, we'd have more sources of revenue and possibility to have more business sources to get it from?
Well, I think certainly we're doing a lot to try to make sure that the nation knows that we're a great place to do business. And it, you know, helps today because the big challenge is workforce. There's a lot of, you know, more people in this country today, more jobs available in the United States than there are people looking for jobs for the first time in history. And, you know, credit to this administration and others for putting us in that position. But we know that to attract workforce in the state, we got to be a great place to live. And that's why it's fun to see, you know, U.S. News and World Report give North Dakota number one ranking out of 50 states for quality of life. And you know, we got people that care about the environment in our state. We're number one for clean air and clean water. We've got 30,000 jobs open. We've got low taxes. We're, you know, focusing on innovation, not regulation. And there are industries like UAS where, you know, this legislature is moving forward with a significant appropriation to build out the first, you know, statewide air traffic control system for UAS. And I know that this is going to help us attract businesses. I was talking to a unmanned aerial system company in Montana, founded by a former Navy SEAL. They've got an incredible application for flying fixed-wing drones in areas of forest fires like those devastating ones in California last year. You can't fly planes over those thermals. You can't fly them in smoke. Too dangerous for the pilots, but they can fly unmanned vehicles and get great data on hotspots and direct firefighting. So they're a Montana-based company. They got forest fires, but they don't have any airspace where they can actually do test flights and refine their software. And so when that company learned that we've got an ability to fly beyond line of sight up by Grand Sky at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, you know, they're interested in coming here. And if we've got that statewide, we'll have a lot of companies from that industry that want to move to North Dakota.
To piggyback on Chad's question, there was a full-fledged marketing campaign some years ago by South Dakota to attract, Minnesota businesses because of the difference in tax climate. They at the time had changed their, laws to attract more banking business into South Dakota, and they needed employees, big time. Can you do that? Is that, it was seen as a little unneighborly. I remember refereeing a debate between Janklow and Perpich over that because Perpich was not happy, but, I mean, would you see yourself, doing something like that or encouraging others to do something like that, Governor?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we're working on, too, from a workforce, in terms of recruiting people is making sure that we're not over restrictive on licenses and that we're also the legislature has passed to allow, you know, military retiree pay to be tax exempt in North Dakota. That was something that Minnesota had that was better than what we had. So we had people that maybe wanted to stay in the area. They worked at the Grand Forks Air Force Base for 20 years, but they ended up, saying, hey, I'll live in East Grand Forks because then my retiree pay is not taxed. So there are some things where we're working to make sure that we've got an attractive place for people to, live, work, retire, stay in the workforce. And it's interesting. I mean, Arizona just passed a law that said, if you have a license for anything, whether you're a dog walker, a hairdresser, a physical therapist, a dentist, an eye doctor, it doesn't matter. If you have a license in any other state, you can practice in Arizona. And people were shocked at this, but it was it's been part of the reason why Arizona's been attracting people, and we attract people that attract companies.
All right, Chad, thanks for the call. Others, welcome as well. We'll touch a little bit more on the workforce and how the session is coming in that regard. We did talk about a couple of those bills earlier, one of those on that license issue that the governor is talking about that is important. Also, I want to talk a little bit about the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Museum project and diversion flooding and the funding for Fargo-Moorhead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today. We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And I tell you what, there's a quality company with quality jobs. North Dakota Energy Jobs. Right now, like mechanics and rigs and truck driver jobs. You can apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. You can call them at 844-MBI-JOBS. Best place to work in the oil patch. Safety Excellence Awards, top pay, best-in-class benefits. They do it all. MBIEnergyServices.com. More with Governor Doug Burgum. We're going to have to go into a lightning round here and cover as much ground as we possibly can. Are you satisfied that the legislature is doing everything they can to address the workforce crisis?
Well, I'd say we've got more to do. And one of the big ones that's still remaining is there's an opportunity here, career and technical training. We had in our executive budget $30 million that would be matched one-to-one with private sector or with public school districts to build out career academies like we have here in Bismarck, and that is still there. And I think, 30 million, we're talking about 16 to 20-year-olds. We're talking about adults returning to work. But we've got so many technical jobs available in North Dakota. Great pay, don't require a four-year degree. And we're doing a disservice, even in the Fargo-Moorhead area, we got, five public high schools heading to seven without a career academy. And there's more advanced manufacturing jobs available in Cass County than in any other county. And these are great jobs with technical skills. And, kids that get these technical degrees get a great job. Guess what? They go back to college later. So this is a great career path. Parents need to understand that. Don't saddle your kid with a bunch of college debt. Help them get a certificate that's going to earn money and get them into these exciting careers, and companies will keep investing in them. And so anyway, career academies is one that we have to keep pushing on. Dickinson, Minot, Watford City, Williston, across the state, we need these, and that money could be spread around the state. We should do more 2 years from now.
Tim and Dickinson has a question related to workforce. Go ahead, Tim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead with your question for the governor.
Yes. What does he think of H-2Bs and J-1 programs for North Dakota, or could the governor help bring some of them to North Dakota?
I'm sorry, Tim, I missed the first part of the question.
Could the governor help bring J-1 and H-2B visas to the state of North Dakota, more help for that kind of work?
Well, we did have a chance to talk when we had when Senator Kramer had Secretary Acosta here a couple of weeks ago, the Secretary of Labor. We did talk about some of the challenges and some of the shortages related to the visas, and those are federal programs. We gave them our feedback, and we think there's an opportunity. I know a lot of talented people that can't get an H-1B visa end up living in Canada as opposed to living in the U.S. And they, if they're, got those kinds of skills near, we'd love to have them be in the U.S. and helping build U.S. companies. So I think the feds have still got some more work to do on that front.
Tim and Dickinson, thanks for the call. Governor, tell me a little bit about this week in the legislature as it relates to funding for permanent flood protection for Fargo. I've heard some refer to it as the best week yet in the legislature. If I do the math, I don't think we're to the dollars necessary yet, but it seems like it's moving in the right direction. Is that right?
Well, big news on, this earlier this week when U.S. District Court Judge Thunheim lifted the injunction, which allows construction to go forward. So this is a huge, huge milestone in the last decade for permanent flood protection. And it's exciting because it's so important. I mean, we're talking about protecting 175,000 people, over $20 billion in property value, almost 20% of the K-12 kids in North Dakota now across the whole state, 20% are in the protected area, 55 school buildings, all of North Dakota State University, so a huge amount of state and public assets in there, not to mention all the private assets and the medical assets and all that. So this is a huge, important project for the state. The protected area produced 16% of the state's sales tax in recent years. So this will be the largest, most tax-efficient flood project the state's ever done. And the key now for the legislature is to step up the way, Senator Hovind got the extra $300 million from the feds. We don't need the cash now, but we need the legislature to have the legislative intent to pay the full amount, because that'll allow the diversion authority to negotiate the cheapest, best project with the private-public partnership to actually get it built, because this is going to be built by most of it's going to be built by private contractors. And if you're a private contractor, you're going to give a higher bid if you're unsure if you're going to get paid in years 4, 5, and 6. So we can lower the cost with more legislative certainty on the intent, and so that's what we'd be looking for at this point in time. But exciting that we're going to actually get going, because of course we were about two warm days or a rainstorm or a mist historic, snowstorm that's heading south of us. Any one of those things could have moved this from the 10th largest crest to the largest ever. And so we just got very lucky, but getting lucky is not a good catastrophic risk program.
I only have about a half a minute left, but I want to quickly ask you about the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Museum project. Last time I talked to Senator Rich Wardner, he said, we'll probably do something, but it'll be the $50 million stays here, and the interest on that will take care of the operations and maintenance. So are you making progress on the funding necessary there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, 2-to-1 match, $2 will raise $100 million from the private sector to match that endowment from the state, and huge economic diversification, great for K-12, higher ed, great opportunity for tourism, would really set our state apart. Excited the legislature seems to be continuing to embrace the idea that they've been funding this for 10 years. It's not my idea, this is their idea.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And we hope it happens.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.